You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to Inside Out. I'm so glad that you're joining me today for this podcast of really how to live from the inside out as a believer. And we're just every time just digging into some nuggets, some very usable things to help us to really live a life that counts, a life that could be fruitful, a life that we enjoy, and a life that matters and helps other people and ultimately that glorifies God. So if you are returning with us today, welcome back. And if you're brand new to this podcast, I thank you for being with us. And to all of you, if you're enjoying this, if this is helpful at all, I would just encourage you to reach out to others, reach out to friends, share this with others, and hopefully it will be a blessing and a help to them as well. I wanted to take a few moments today and talk to you about something that's really at the heart, at the core of being a believer and living a life of victory and a life that counts. And it has to do with prayer, but let me set this up kind of from a different approach. Back in the Old Testament, there's the event of Nehemiah, who is leading an effort to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, which were laying in ruins, and not only laying in ruins, but had been so for about 100 years. They had been conquered, the city had been destroyed, they had been taken into exile. And now through a series of events, the leading of God and favor of God too, under Nehemiah's charge, they begin this work to rebuild the walls. And think about that. Not only do the walls need rebuilt, but they've been laying in ruins for 100 years roughly. And so this was going to be quite a task. As they began to do this work, they were surrounded by enemies and oppositions that were harassing them. Threats were coming. They were trying to be discouraged. And so Nehemiah posted guards on and around the walls day and night. And it reminded the workers who were tired, they were being harassed, they were being insulted. He said, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and who is awesome." And as a result of that, and God's hand being on them, God then exposed and frustrated the enemy's plots, and he gave Nehemiah a strategy, and they finished the rebuilding of that wall. And remember, it had been laying in ruins for 100 years. They finished the rebuilding of that wall in an unbelievable 52 days. Part of the strategy was this, that while they worked on that wall, they each had a tool in one hand and a weapon in the other hand. And today, I just want to take a moment. Let's consider and leverage the idea of prayer as both those, as both a tool and a weapon. So as we're building, as we're rebuilding, as whatever we're doing in our lives, let's take that God-given strategy and in one hand have a weapon and the other hand have a tool. And let's consider today that that could be prayer. Now, let me say this about prayer. The number one problem with praying is we don't. And what we're finding in the day that we're in, because we're just inundated with information and news and social media and media just constantly, that we, for the most part, and I would caution all of us against this, we are spectating. And God didn't call us just to be spectators, and then everything is set up that not only are we spectating, then we are commentating. And so we post on social media or all of our conversations with our friends are, did you see this? And do you know what I think about that? And so we have reduced ourselves to being spectators and commentators. And instead, what God wants for us is to be participators in his plan, in his work in this earth. And part of the way that we participate is through prayer. So we can spectate, we can watch, but Jesus did not say to watch only. He said, watch and pray. So let's make sure that we're praying. Here's the thing about praying. Make sure that you do. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:18, in the context of actual spiritual battle and struggle, that we're to pray at all times, and specifically pray in this way, helped by the Holy Spirit, and through two things, through prayer and supplication. So you and I are to handle every situation by prayer and supplication. Now that sounds general, and that sounds a little confusing. So let's look at a verse here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." So that word prayer there, it's used over 127 times in the New Testament. This is general prayer. This is regarding obtaining good and averting evil. It's how we pray over things in general. Then you have supplication, and supplication is more specific prayer. It's more detailed, it's petition, it's earnest, it's urgent. And so we have prayer as a weapon, and that will deal with, you know, battles, struggles, opposition. And we have prayer as a tool, and that is to build and maintain and repair. That's our problems, but that's also our projects, our vision, the things that we're working on, the things we're believing for. So let me boil it down to this at this point. You have what is called regular prayer, regular prayer. So that's the prayers you pray at meals and at bedtime and maybe opening a meeting or closing a meeting or that kind of thing. It's typically a shorter prayer, typically something in some range that is pretty much the same every time. Here's the goal and the challenge with regular prayer is to keep it heartfelt. So when you're sitting at a meal to pray and give thanks, and you know you should, ask God, you know, to bless the food. Thank God for the food and those that are serving or helping you and for his provision and for health and strength to come from that meal. But don't just boil it down and just let it be this regular mindless prayer. Make sure it is heartfelt. So those regular prayers for just general things, really keep that engaged. Prayer counts. This is not just a religious thing we just go through before a meal or before bedtime or whatever. Let's really make sure that our regular prayer, our hearts are in it. Because I'm telling you what, God will honor those prayers. We have other prayers that we pray, and they're more pressing. So you have regular prayer, but you also have pressing prayer. And that requires a little more focus, a little more intensity. That's something that's going on right now. That's a friend who's struggling. It's some news that you received. It's something you see in the news, and I need to pray on this. It's more urgent. It's a problem. It's a need. It's an emergency sometime. And make sure that we dig in, that we lean in those prayers too, and call upon the name of the Lord. So regular prayer, pressing prayer, it's really like having a tool in one hand and a weapon in the other hand that we can use prayer. And that is the strategy that will help us to get through, defeat the enemy, accomplish the goal, finish the task, and live in the victory and blessing that God has provided for us. Now, just one other quick idea today. Make sure also that you're praying the word. That is God's word, the promises of God. By one count, there are 8,810 promises. I've also Googled and found that there's maybe 200 to 300 promises. I really like that there's 8,810 promises because I believe this, and here's the principle for you. For every problem, there is a promise. And just looking at my own life, I haven't had just 200 or 300 problems. I've had closer to the 9,000 problems. So again, for every problem, there is a promise. So when we pray, you should pray God's word. There should be a whole lot of "you said" in your prayers. So whatever you're praying for, if it's forgiveness, God, you said in your word that if I would confess my sins, you would forgive my sins and cleanse me from unrighteousness. Lord, you said that if we gather together in your name, that you'd be right there in the midst of us. And so quote God's word back to him, which is going to require that you need to know his promises. So get into his word, get a good promise book. Google even the promises of God regarding a situation or a problem that you're dealing with. Jesus said in John 15, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So let the word form you and let the word also inform your prayers. Now listen carefully to this passage out of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, and let me insert, his will is his word. His word is his will. If we ask anything according to his will, and if you'll allow me to insert this, if we ask anything according to his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, what did we ask? We ask something according to his word, according to his will. If we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him. The confidence in prayer comes from literally, I've asked you, God, for something that was in your catalog. God, I've asked you for something that literally was on the menu. And when we do that, we're praying in line with God's will and God's promises. And remember this, for every problem, there is a promise. So listen, pray. Make sure that you do. We have regular prayer. We have pressing prayer. Faith on the inside is going to change some things on the outside. Prayer that comes from the inside. God's word on the inside. As we take that before God and stand on the wall with a tool in one hand and a weapon in the other hand, we can have God's help. We can have God's victory. Hey, thank you for joining me today. I hope this has been helpful for you, encouraging for you. And don't just be a hearer only of this, be a doer of this. And I encourage you today, just go ahead, start praying. Pray in the regular prayers, pray the pressing prayers, and know that God hears, God answers, God will help you. Again, thank you for joining us. Spread the word about Inside Out. I pray that you have a really good day, a great rest of the week. Thank you again for joining us. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.